I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Dyne.com. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. I tell you what, this is a whole different type of Dr. Bill netcast, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. First of all, I want you to know that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, why is this so different? Because I have my headset on. Ha ha. USB audio. That's why a lot of you that are, you know, listening to the audio only show are going, dude, the audio is awesome. What did you do, Dr. Bill? Well, that's because I'm using the professional USB headset that I normally use for other audio productions, audio podcasts, but I'm using it here on the show. The other reason that it looks a little different, and it is a little different, is that I'm using the Microsoft LifeCam webcam for the video portion. And of course, shooting in HD. And this is all a grand experiment because I like to play with technology. Haha, you knew that. Anyway, so there you go. Now, before we get started, let me tell you that we have many things to talk about this week. Well, okay, not many things. Actually, it's a few things. But they're interesting things. So hang in there, okay? But before we do get started, the reason I wanted to kind of stop, is that I want you to do me a favor, a very big favor. If you're watching this show right now over your Roku device, you're probably connected to our DrBillBailey.net netcast channel on the Roku system, the Roku box, whatever you want to call it. But here's the thing. I mentioned this before, but I want to mention it again. If you have us on the Roku and the channel is associated with your account, your Roku account, please give us 5 stars. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 stars. Yes, because if you do, it will elevate us in the rankings in the Roku channel store. And by doing that, we'll have more humans that will be watching the show. And we like humans to watch the show, because then we can capture their minds with the silliness. Ha 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 ha. Okay, that came out a little odd, but that's okay. Because if you're watching this show, you like odd. Yes. Goes without saying. Okay. Here's the things that are going on the DrBill.tv blog upon which this show is based. Yes. So, this is what I found interesting this week in the tech news. A new Xbox. Is it coming in April? Yes, possibly so. And that is, of course, an answer to Sony releasing a new PlayStation. The gaming platform wars are cranking up again. Pretty neat. So, a new Xbox will be cool because it will be faster. It will have better video. Simply because it's new. I mean, new technology is going to have faster and better video. Yes, well, kind of goes without saying again. But anyway, Microsoft has registered a domain called xboxevent.com. I think that means there will be some announcement about the Xbox soon. Yes. Okay, the other thing I want to mention is that we have a new version of Chrome, which stops silent add-ons. Now, add-ons, of course, in Chrome are really cool. Ooh, my phone is ringing. You know, this happened last time. People called me on a Saturday. What did I say about calling me on a Saturday? I said it was not a good thing to do. So that's going to go to phone mail because I'm not going to answer it. Yes. It was particularly loud because I'm using my phone to prop up the tripod upon which the camera is sitting. You're saying, Dr. Bill, that is completely odd. Yes, it is. Did I mention that we do things that are completely odd? Yes. So you have been warned. Just saying. Okay, anyway. A new version of Chrome. Stop silent add-ons. Now, add-ons are cool. Okay, somebody's really determined to get me. I suppose I should answer it since I'm on call this week. Yeah. Wait right there. I'll be right back. Faster internet, right? You want your websites to be quicker in terms of loading. You want to be sure that your DNS, even if your provider goes down, you'll have redundant DNS. Because the bottom line is you want your websites available at all times. Well, this is where DYN.com comes in. With outsourced DNS, you can make sure that people can get to your website at all times. And with managed DNS, you can even connect items like your webcam, like this webcam I'm using right now, or your DVR to a private channel that you can pull from at any time. For businesses with email, okay, and we all have email, right? If email delivery is critical to your business and you rely on that contact list that you've got that you built your business with, then let Dyn's email solutions get your message to clients and customers. You can send secure email, bulk email, and even set up high volume mailboxes right on Dyn's delivery services. And most important, we're in the middle of a switch to IPv6. You've heard me talk about it here on the Netcast. Well, Dyn is ahead of that game, and they have complete support for IPv6. So it's simple. Get faster internet by using Dyn for DNS. That's simply dyn.com/podcast30. Fill out the contact form or start shopping right away and save 30% by using the pod code podcast30 at checkout. So visit dyn.com/podcast30. Go ahead and do it now.
Okay, I'm back.
Yes. And we even worked in a commercial for Dyn, dyn.com. That's good. Yes, like I mentioned, I'm on call from work, and so I figured, no, I'd better answer the phone just in case it's work. Although work is supposed to call me on a beeper. And I have the beeper here, and it didn't go off. So it wasn't work. No. As a matter of fact, it was a friend of mine who should know better than call me on Saturday. Just saying. Okay, anyway. Let's get back to what I was talking about. A new version of Chrome has been released. And it stops the automatic silent add-on installations. Now, like I said, add-ons are cool. I like add-ons. But you really need to know you're putting an add-on in Chrome. You know what I'm saying? You don't want somebody to install one automatically because it might be something bad. Just saying. So the new version of Chrome stops that, and you have to tell it, yes, I want you to install. Now, I discovered this quite by accident because the new version of Chrome, it installs automatically, just saying. And when it did, a new version of LastPass, which is what I use for my password thing in Chrome, tried to install. And it went, whoa, hold it. Stop. I'm not going to let you install until you approve this. So I had to approve it because I wanted it to be installed. That was a security thing, but it's a security thing to stop it. It gets complicated being a geek sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so the new version also adds a web speech API so it can talk to you. Yes. And it can do many other things. It has all kinds of other stuff built in, new extensions, new things. And it's also patched 22 vulnerabilities. Google Chrome is the safest web browser there is, period, okay? But when they find vulnerabilities, they fix them. And right now, they have been awarding people that find their vulnerabilities, hard to say. They pay for people when they find them. They pay for the information. See, getting the phone call just threw me completely off my groove. The groove. Anyway. So, wow! Thanks, Fred. It's been one of those kind of netcasted. He throws a Geek Software of the Week drumroll at me. Well, at least it's because we have a really cool Geek Software of the Week this week. And that's Zabbix. Yes, I kid you not, that's the name of it. Zabbix. I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced. Z-A-B-B-I-X. That's a silly sounding name, but most open source projects have silly sounding names. I mean, even Apache. Apache is not a silly sounding name until you realize that it's because it stands for Apache server. Lots of patches. Get it? Apache. Yes. You see what I mean about open source folk? Yeah. Anyway, Zabbix is an enterprise class system and network monitoring solution that is totally open source. Therefore, it is totally free because open source is free. But this is enterprise ready, dude. And this can monitor services, it can monitor systems, it can monitor networks. It has the ability to allow you to do capacity planning, proactive monitoring of your systems. Dude, I mean, there's products that cost thousands of dollars that basically don't do as much as Zabbix. So if your company is looking for a solution for proactive monitoring, and they won't give you any money to buy anything, then download Zabbix. I downloaded appliance. They have it even as an appliance, a virtual appliance, and I ran it under VirtualBox, and it ran great. So I've even tried it and tested it. They have all kinds of stuff. It'll do agentless, you know, monitoring and all that kind of stuff, or they have agents for all kinds of operating systems: Linux, Solaris, HP UX, AIX, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, OS X, True64, OSF, Windows NT 4.0, Windows 2000, Windows 2003, Windows XP, Windows Vista. You get the idea. Lots of agents, if you want to use the agents, okay? You don't have to. Just saying. Alrighty then. Next item we have here is quite odd. It is a video that I have posted on the blog, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, and it is about a Brooklyn-based songwriter-producer, Joseph Dagan, who's better known as J-Views, with a Z, Views, okay? And he hooks up some synthesizers and electronics to his fruit and vegetables. You know, most people eat their fruit and vegetables. He hooks them up to electronics and plays them. If you don't believe me, watch the video, dude. It's on YouTube and it's on the website. And actually, it sounds pretty doggone cool. But playing fruit and vegetables. Now, there are people who play with fruit and vegetables. Okay. You know, juggle them, do things like that. But this guy, he actually plays the black music. And it's kind of funny because he starts out in the grocery store and he's going down to, oh, this will be my hi-hat cymbal and this will be that. Yeah, it's quite odd. And highly worthwhile to see, actually. The last thing I have for you this week is a tiny computer for your HDTV. Now, this is actually much cooler and more useful than it sounds, believe me. Yes, and that is because you hook it up to your HDMI port, and it's like a memory stick, you know what I'm saying? looks like a big long memory stick. You hook it up to your HDMI port on the back of your Televizion, and it has Bluetooth connectivity for keyboards and mice's, and it has USB ports to add peripheral devices. And it's basically an Android-based computer, and it turns your big screen TV, like the one here in my living room, into a giant computer display. Cool. You can watch videos, you can surf the web, you can do all kinds of stuff. Pretty much whatever you could do on an Android tablet, you can do. You can go to the Google Play Store. You can pick out stuff. It's kind of cool. It's got a 1.6 gigahertz ARM Cortex A9 processor, quad-core graphics, 1 gig of RAM, 4 to 8 gig of storage, and a micro SD card slot. And it supports 802.11bgn Wi-Fi and runs Google Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. Dude! How completely geeky is that? Now, here's the cool thing. It's on Amazon right now. Special deal. I don't get a cut of this, okay? But it's a special deal. It's under $65 right now. Dude, it's awesome. So you ought to check it out. It's pretty cool. By the way, I'm totally getting into Bluetoothery. Just saying. I use a Bluetooth mouse now. Where's my mouse? My mouse is hiding. That's the one thing about it being non-wired. This is a wired mouse. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is, when it's not escaping, it's cool. Also, you can get Bluetooth speakers and Bluetooth, all kinds of things. Headsets. You know, this one has a wire. Wires, I'm wired down, you know? Oh, well. Anyway, cool stuff. So this whole episode has been an experiment in video recordification. Yes, not even a word, but I use them anyway, because I make stuff up on the fly. Yes. So, join me next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.